NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. WNBA star Brittany Griner is back in the U.S. after being held in Russia for 9 months. The 32-year-old Phoenix Mercury Center arrived in San Antonio, Texas early this morning. She's now at Brook Army Medical Center in San Antonio. The exchange did not include another American, Paul Whelan, who's frustrated.
I don't understand why I'm still sitting here. I'm greatly disappointed that more has not been done to secure my release.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said yesterday the Russians wouldn't budge.
This was not a choice of which American to bring home. The choice was one or none.
Griner was exchanged for Russian arms dealer Viktor Boot on Thursday. More political twists and turns as Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema says she's leaving the Democratic Party. Rory O'Neill reports.
Senator Sinema says she will drop her Democratic ties and become an independent. In an exclusive interview with CNN's Jake Tapper, Sinema was not ready to commit to caucusing with the Democrats like the Senate's two other independents, Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Angus King of Maine. Sinema says she's joining a growing number of fellow Arizonans who reject party politics and declare their independence. I'm Rory O'Neill.
The Keystone Pipeline is shut down after a huge oil leak was discovered in northern Kansas. TC Energy in Canada shut down the pipeline after more than 14,000 barrels spilled into a creek late Thursday, making it one of the largest crude oil spills in the U.S. in nearly a decade. No timetable has been given for restarting the pipeline. And Iran hanged a man Thursday in what's believed to be the first execution linked to protests that have been sweeping the country since September. The man reportedly was convicted of what the Islamic Republic called waging war against God for stabbing a member of a paramilitary force at a protest in Tehran in late September. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.